Shalom and welcome to Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a daily Bible reading podcast that goes through the whole Bible in a year. We follow along with the weekly Torah portions and read daily from the Torah, the prophets, the writings, and the apostles. If you want to learn more about the podcast or connect with us online, find us at dailybreadmoms.com. There you'll find information about the journal. That's the Bible reading plan that we use, which Bible translation we use, and how to contact us. You'll also see information about how you can support the podcast by becoming a patron and how we can connect with you more. We've got some new things for our sweet patrons and are excited to let you hear from us in more ways beyond the daily Bible readings. So find us at dailybreadmoms.com. We look forward to connecting with you. Let's get to our podcast episode for today.
My name is Sarah Ruth, and I'll be your reader today. Today is Saturday. That means it's Shabbat, and it is the 13th of April and the 5th of Nisan on the Hebrew calendar. Our parasha today is from Tazria, and it means she will conceive. Today in history, based on tradition, the two spies were sent to Jericho, and you can read about it in Joshua 2, verse 1, where it says, "Then Joshua, the son of Nun, sent two men as spies secretly from Shittim, saying, 'Go, view the land, especially Jericho.'" Our reading from the Torah today is going to be Leviticus chapter 13, verses 55 through 59. And before we begin our readings, let us thank and bless God for giving us His Word. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to His people Israel, and to all peoples through His Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. Then the Kohen is to re-examine it after the mark has been washed, and behold, if the mark has not changed its color and has not spread, it is unclean. You are to burn it in the fire, whether the rot is inside or outside. If the Kohen looks and sees the mark has faded after it has been washed, then he is to tear it out of the garment, or the leather, or weaving, or texture. But if it appears again in the garment, either in the weaving, the texture, or in anything made of leather, it is spreading. You are to burn with fire whatever has the mark, the garment, or weaving, or texture, or whatever leather item it is that you have washed. If the mark has departed from it, is to be washed a second time, and will become clean. This is the Torah for a mark of Zararat in a garment of wool or linen, either in the weaving, the texture, or in anything of leather, to pronounce it clean or to pronounce it unclean. And that finishes our reading in chapter 13 of Leviticus and concludes our Torah portion for today. Next, we're going to read from the Haftarah. Today's Haftarah is in 2 Kings chapter 4, beginning in verse 42. We're going to read through chapter 5, verse 19. Now a man came from Baal Shalisha and brought the man of God bread of the first fruits, 20 loaves of barley bread, and fresh ears of corn in his sack. Then he said, "Give them to the people that they may eat." But his attendant said, "What? Will I set this before 100 men?" But he said, "Give them to the people that they may eat, for thus says the Lord, they will eat and will have left over." So he set it before them, and they ate and had some left over, according to the word of the Lord. Now Naaman, commander of the army of the king of Aram, was a great man in his master's sight and highly esteemed, because through him the Lord had given victory to Aram. Though the man was a mighty man of valor, he had Zararat. Aram had gone out in bands and had taken captive a young girl from the land of Israel. So she served Naaman's wife. Then she said to her mistress, "If only my lord went before the prophet who is in Samaria, then he would cure him of his Zararat." So Naaman went in and told his master, saying, "Thus and thus spoke the girl who is from the land of Israel." The king of Aram said, "Go now, and I will send a letter to the king of Israel." So he departed and took with him 10 talents of silver, 6,000 pieces of gold, and 10 changes of clothing. He brought the letter to the king of Israel, saying, "When this letter comes to you, behold, I have sent my servant Naaman to you, so you may cure him of his Zararat." Now when the king of Israel read the letter, he ripped his clothes and said, "Am I God to kill and to make alive, that this man is sending to me to cure a man of his Zararat? But please consider and see how he is seeking a pretext against me." Now when Elisha, the man of God, heard that the king of Israel had rent his clothes, he sent word to the king, saying, "Why have you rent your clothes? Please let him come to me, and he will know that there is a prophet in Israel." So Naaman came with his horses and his chariots and stood at the doorway of the house of Elisha. So Elisha sent him a messenger, saying, "Go and wash in the Jordan 7 times, and your flesh will be restored, and you will be clean." But Naaman was angered and walked away, saying, "I thought he would surely come out to me, stand and call on the name of the Lord his God, and wave his hand over the spot and cure the Zararat. Aren't Amana and Farfar and the rivers of Damascus better than all the waters of Israel? Couldn't I wash in them and be clean?" So he turned and went away in a rage. But his servants approached him and spoke to him and said, "My father, if the prophet had told you to do something difficult, would you not have done it? How much more then when he told you only to wash and be clean?" So he went down and dipped himself 7 times in the Jordan, according to the word of the man of God. Then his flesh was restored like the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. When he returned with his entire retinue to the man of God and came and stood before him, he said, "Behold, now I know that there is no God in all the earth except in Israel. Now please accept a present from your servant." But Elisha said, "As the Lord before whom I stand lives, I will accept nothing." Naaman pressed him to accept, but Elijah refused. So Naaman said, "If not, then please let your servant be given 2 mule loads of soil, for your servant will no longer offer burnt offering or sacrifice to any other god except the Lord. In this matter, may the Lord pardon your servant. When my master goes into the house of Rimmon to worship there, leaning on my hand, and I prostrate myself in the house of Rimmon. When I prostrate myself in the house of Rimmon, may the Lord pardon your servant in this manner." Elisha said to him, "Go in peace." So Naaman departed from him some distance. And that concludes our readings in the Haftarah for today. Lastly, we're going to read from the Apostolic Writings. Today's reading comes from Luke chapter 2. We're going to read verses 22 through 40. And when the days of their purification were fulfilled, according to the Torah of Moses, they brought him to Jerusalem to present to the Lord. As it is written in the Torah of the Lord, every firstborn male that opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord. So they offered a sacrifice according to what was said in the Torah of the Lord. A pair of turtle doves, or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was just and pious, waiting for the consolation of Israel. The Ruach HaKodesh was upon him, and it had been revealed to him by the Ruach HaKodesh that he would not die before he had seen the Anointed One of the Lord. So in the Ruach, Simeon came into the temple, and when the parents brought the child Yeshua to do for him according to the custom of the Torah, Simeon received him into his arms and offered a bracha to God, saying, "Now may you let your servant go in peace, O Sovereign Master, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the nations, and the glory of your people, Israel." And his father and mother were marveling at the things that were said about him. And Simeon offered a bracha over them and said to Miriam, his mother, "Behold, this one is destined to cause the fall and rise of many in Israel, and to be a sign that is opposed, so the thoughts of many hearts may be uncovered. And even for you, a sword will pierce through your soul." Now Anna, a daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher, was a prophetess. She was well advanced in age, having lived with a husband only 7 years, and then as a widow until age 84. She never left the temple, serving night and day with fasting and prayers. And coming up, at that very instant, she began praising God and speaking about the child to all those waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem. When Joseph and Miriam had completed everything according to the Torah of the Lord, they returned to the Galilee, to their own city of Nazareth. The child kept growing and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. That finishes our readings for this Shabbat. I'm Sarah Ruth, reading to you today from the Georgia Appalachian Mountains in the USA. I've been reading for Daily Bread for Busy Moms. Shabbat Shalom, friends. Until next time.